Here is a question that has to do with the mind. This is from Jody. Hey there, doctor. My boyfriend is very happy and we are very much in love. Now watch what follows. However, every month or so, he gets very depressed for a week. He feels self-hatred and he gets intense headaches. He feels like giving up and he doesn't talk much to anyone. But he texts me occasionally. He used to be bad. He sold drugs. 3 years ago, he became religious and changed. As soon as he became religious, this depression began and reappears every month or so for a week at a time. It comes unannounced and in the midst of us in love. I want to help him, but I don't understand what's happening to him or what I can do. Please help me, Jody. So first, Jody, whenever I hear intense headaches, they could obviously be stress headaches. He's made some pretty bad choices in his life. But you do want to rule out medical causes. So he should first see a medical doctor and see if he can get a clean bill of health. And if it's not a medical reason, then you're looking at psychological causes. So this is where you can see how your own mind is your top value in life. Everybody's own mind is their top value. And so many times we abuse them, we misuse them, or we're clueless. We don't know how to think clearly. We don't know how to think longer range. So when you abuse your mind, when you make poor choices and you have some awareness of it, you're going to be your own first victim. And I think that's what might have happened to your boyfriend. For example, if he made the bad choices over and over again to sell illicit drugs, the questions have got to come to his mind. How many individuals were harmed by me? Did I use strong-arm techniques to collect my money? Do I remember the faces of the young kids I was pushing drugs on? You know, I don't know his private information, but your boyfriend privately lives with the knowledge of his own past choices and his actions. And how do you repair that? It's not that someone who's done drugs in the past has to go through life with self-hatred forever and ever if they want to gain some self-esteem. It's that you need to know how to turn your life around, how to make amends where it's possible, how to make a commitment to yourself that you won't repeat those errors, how to see that take hold, your better choices take hold and stick over time, and how to learn to value your own mind, yourself. And some people would call that selfish. And I think that type of selfishness is great. When you build good moral character, meaning you're honest, you have integrity, you work for a living, you have a good sense of justice, you think for yourself, and that's how you earn your self-esteem. You take pride in what you do well. So his solution, which is many people's solution, is that they turn to religion. Well, you know, religion can offer, there are always going to be warm people or a sense of community that can be encouraging. You know, people turn to AA too. And there are many different ways. It's a terrific book, Sober for Good, but that's a different situation. He was selling drugs. I don't know whether he was using them too. But becoming a religious won't erase his hard drive, his hard knowledge of the choices he made and his past actions. And if they try to just forgive him, it's very hard for any of us to forgive ourselves. We need to do the thinking. We need to thoroughly understand what led me to sell drugs, what type of poor choices did I make, how could I act differently. And for that, you need a pro-self-valuing moral code. Now, he is your partner. He's your boyfriend. So when you also want to think, does he love me? Is he capable of love if he feels this very strong self-contempt at times? He gets very depressed, you said, every month or so for a full week, and it's unannounced. So love is an emotion based on a self-valuing moral code. I mean, people use it loosely, but if you want genuine love, you need to value yourself first. My favorite author, Ayn Rand, said, to say I love you, one must first be able to say the I love you, meaning I value myself. And to love yourself, you need what we were talking about, that good moral character. So the big question, if you stand back a little bit on this, Jody, and look at it, is this guy the right person for you? You don't have to make his problems your lifetime problem. You don't have to become his therapist. If you want to, what they say, hang in there and work with him, you could try that for a little bit. The other option is understanding what love is and learning the skills, the introspective skills in judging a prospective partner. And I recommend the book I wrote with Dr. Edlock. It's The Selfish Path to Romance, and that's at drkenner.com. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on The Rational Basis of Happiness.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke, who's world famous for his theories in goal setting.
Humorous repartee and good-natured teasing can be a lot of fun when partners are in sync. Never use humor in anger or as a disguised form of aggression, such as sarcasm, or to score points with an audience. Imagine telling an embarrassing story about your partner at a dinner party. Sometimes your partner might enjoy the story being told, and sometimes not, depending on the content of the story, the audience, and your partner's psychology. Out of respect, always ask permission before you tell a funny story about your partner. Agree beforehand on what you can share in public.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.